Doug Tengden, Worldwide Market Perspective, economist looking at our domestic economy. Doug, good morning. How are you?
I am well, Jack. How are you?
Good. So if you are my professor at UVM and we are in an economics class, micro or macro, this would be my question. Professor Tengden, good to see you this morning. Thanks for having me in your classroom, by the way.
Good to see you, Jack. Well, how can I help you?
We've had two consecutive quarters in the economy with shrinking GDP growth, but the referee has not called it a recession due to the very good labor market and the housing market, correct?
That's correct, especially the labor market.
Okay. If we go through, when's the next quarter end?
Next quarter ends in just a couple of days, Jack.
Okay. If we go through a third consecutive quarter, Professor, with shrinking GDP, are we in a recession?
I think the average person is going to say, you know, gee, the numbers are telling me we're in a recession. The numbers are saying that, and you may get revisions here and there, but it's tough. It's tough to pay the bills when prices are rising so dramatically. But on the other side, Jack, with gas prices falling to 3.25, people are saying, well, maybe it's not so tough. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not so difficult if oil prices are cheaper. Now that's the triumph of hope over experience. The fact is that heating oil is going to be expensive this winter. Electricity rates are already going up because of natural gas, and we know natural gas prices are not going to fall here. We know that with the pressure from the war. So if we're not in a recession, we're going to enter one soon. If we don't enter one soon, the Fed will make sure that we get there, because expansions don't die of old age. They get strangled by the Fed, and that's what the Fed has said they're going to do.
Right. All right. What else do you have? What else you have on your forecast this morning?
Well, what I'm looking at is what I'm looking for is some kind of initiative by somebody to say we need to solve inflation not by creating a but by having a supply response. And I just don't see anyone talking about, could we please have a way to generate supply that's cheaper? And I just don't see that. I don't see anyone talking about that. And it's astounding to me, Jack, going into a political season now, when people are finally paying attention to politics, that nobody's talking about, gee, maybe we need to provide, you know, more goods rather than less demand.
Well, again, you know, one of my big rubs on, I'm not going to get into my more conservative fiscal philosophy, but you remember the whole baby formula supply problem?
Yes. And yes, which finally, was all about labels.
I know, but hold on.
It was because the labels weren't printed right. I don't know. They didn't have the right font.
But it was
Arial versus Times Roman. I don't know what that is.
Well, my point is, it went months too long before they finally, the Biden administration, finally had a baby formula producer summit in Washington. And it was about 8 or 10 months after this could have been solved. My point is, there's no reaching out to the private sector in this political environment to say, how can we get a supply-side solution? Let's have a couple weeks in Washington, since I don't think much else happens down there. Will we bring in CEOs and COOs and operators from different industries and really talk with them? How can we increase supply and ease some things? And that include the U.S. oil and energy producers, but they won't do that because everything's political in Washington.
Right, and I think I mentioned last week, it took four presidents from two parties to generate a supply response. You know, Carter, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton generated a supply response. They did a lot of decontrol. They did a lot of deregulation, and it started with Carter. He doesn't get a lot of respect for that. But then it took four presidents from two parties to repeal those free market reforms and say, you know, no, we're going to take care of our own. We're going to take care of ourselves. I understand that. But at the same time, be honest with people and say there's going to be higher prices as a result.
All right. Doug Tengden, Worldwide Market Perspective. Thank you, Doug.
Jack, you have a great week.